This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Jeff Srebik covers the Ravens better than anybody. Joins us now on Grant and Danny. Jeff, preseason finale, week 3 preseason football. Feel the excitement as you hit the road to come down to Northwest Stadium. What are the storylines right now for the Ravens outside of the Lamar Jackson injury?
Yeah, that's pretty much where it stops and ends. Where it starts and ends, excuse me. The the kicker has been a big story this year after what happened with Justin Tucker and then his release. And, you know, this is a team with Super Bowl aspirations that's, you know, going to be running out a rookie six-round kicker after having so much stability at the position for a long time. So that's a big storyline. They have a couple roster spots they still have to fill, but yeah, it's been a rather business-like training camp for them. They added DeAndre Hopkins and, you know, they get back a couple other guys on offense, but there's not a whole lot of roster spots to win in this camp. I mean, they return back 10 of 11 starters on offense. So it's kind of stability this year for them. They, they're hoping to pick up where they left off and just rewrite a different ending this time.
Yeah, stability is great when you win, 12, 13 games a year. But, they haven't gotten through the big bad monster at the end of the level yet, as most teams haven't, quite frankly, in Mahomes and Kansas City, et cetera. What's going to be different this year, Jeff, or will something be?
They have to figure that out. And I think if there was an easy answer to their string of disappointing playoff performances, I think it would have been figured out by now. They just haven't been at their best when their best is required, and that's been a problem because I think a lot of these years they've had arguably the best team in the league. I mean, their performance in the regular season suggests that, or at least one of the best in the league, and they just have this habit of getting to the playoffs and getting away from what they do best and just making mistakes and kind of being unrecognizable from the team we see during the regular season. So, I mean, you keep giving yourself a chance. You hope that one of these times you're going to knock down the door, but they have done a few different things. I mean, one of the interesting things they've done is they've introduced this grading system at practice where every day every player is getting graded, and certain characteristics that they feel like are paramount to winning in January and February are given a certain amount of weight. And it's gotten real competitive. They have the results on monitors throughout the building, and they're hoping not to hide from this. It's not like when you ask, they deny it. They understand what is out there. They know there's plenty of scar tissue there. So they've hoped to attack it that way by really putting a focus on some of these characteristics that they think are the reason why you win or lose games in January and February, and hoping they put a focus on it now that it'll pay off down the stretch. But look, you don't know until you get there, right? And, you know, as I said earlier, there's plenty of scar tissue with this team based on, you know, some of their past failures in January.
Ravens reporter for The Athletic, Jeff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Cerebic Ravens Commanders, Northwest Stadium tomorrow afternoon, a matinee preseason finale. Hey, Jeff, what is the deal with Lamar Jackson? Is that injury more serious than was originally let on?
I don't think so. I think as serious in terms of missing time in the regular season, no, I think he'll be fine. You know, we were all at practice, and he threw a pass, and I was watching where the pass ended up, and at the corner of my eye, I saw him go to the ground. And, you know, there's a bunch of really big human beings in front of them, and we weren't particularly close. Our vantage point wasn't particularly close to the field. So I didn't see how he got to the ground. But he got up, and he looked a little uncomfortable, but nothing serious. He played a couple more plays in there, and then he just sort of walked off with the train, with the strength and conditioning coach, and members of the training staff followed. And he had x-rays, and they say he's fine. To me, it looked like a wrist injury. They say it was a set and stepped on the foot. I mean, he looked like he was shaking his wrist out when we saw him after the play. Now, maybe that was independent of that, and he just got his foot stepped on. But, you know, I think he'll be fine. I've yet to hear any significant concern in that building. I mean, this is kind of the dog days. He's been at it all, you know, the entire summer. As long as they have him for the start of Bills week, which is week one, I think they'll be fine. And he wasn't going to play anyway Saturday, so... you know, nothing serious, I don't believe. Just kind of got banged up a little bit.
Does this group have enough pass rush to bother the Allens and the Mahomeses and the Burrows and company?
That's, you know, when you look at what they don't have, like what piece has sort of held them back, I think the one piece you could say on the defensive side of the ball, because they've turned the ball over a lot in the playoffs, but they also haven't forced any turnovers, and that's a bad recipe. And one of the ways you force turnovers is you have that, you know, marquee pass rusher who teams have to game plan for and change games. They haven't had that. You know, they have had a lot of good. They just haven't had really any great. And but, you know, they do it by a committee approach. I mean, Van Noy and Owe are two double-digit sack guys. Matabike had, you know, double-digit sacks 2 years ago, and I think they feel like he'll be in better position this year to sort of have that year he didn't have last year. But I think a guy they're really counting on is the second round pick, Mike Green. He's, you know, he would have been a first round pick if there wasn't off the field concerns. They got him in the second round, and most people think he's been one of the best players in camp. So I think you're going to see an awful lot of him going forward. Still a rookie, I get it. I'm not, you know, predicting rookie of the year or anything, defensive rookie of the year or anything like that. But he has some pass rush juice, and I think he will be a factor for them. I think it would be great if they had that one guy, but I think they have enough where how they play and how they load the field with defensive backs and do a lot of disguising, I think they have enough pass rushers up front, you know, to win games and to be a very productive unit in that way. But it is definitely going to be a committee approach there.
Jeff, this is kind of along the lines of what Danny was asking about the state of the Ravens union earlier, but they're in a weird situation. It's almost baseball-like with teams where you know they're going to be in the playoffs, but nobody really cares until October to see if they can get further, which is kind of a dangerous place to be in the building. Like, that's one thing for fans, but how do they combat that? Because it is a tough schedule when you're playing teams like the Bills, Lions, Chiefs, Texans, Rams, I think, in the first five or so games. You take the Browns game out of it, they got one of the tougher schedules to open the season of anybody.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I agree with you, Grant. It's a tough situation to be in. I mean, they've earned their way into that situation, but you can't take the playoffs for granted in this league. It's too hard. You know, the beginning of their schedule is extremely rigorous, but it really, you know, it lets up a little bit, but it's still, they have one of the toughest schedules in the league. It's going to be a battle for them to make it to the playoffs. So you just can't fast forward yourself into January where you're either going to Buffalo, Kansas City, or you're hosting one of those games in the AFC divisional round. But I think they understand. I think they've embraced it. They have a lot. They have a veteran team, and I think these guys understand. I don't think they look past anything. I don't think they fast forward anything. I think they understand they have to take it, you know, focus on the task at hand, that they can't rewrite their wrongs, you know, in week one, or, you know, even if they beat Buffalo, that doesn't really revenge anything. I mean, Buffalo knocked them out of the playoffs. So, you know, I think John Harbaugh, that's one of his strengths, keeping them focused on the task at hand and not looking ahead. But it's a tough spot to be in. Like, I even see it. Like, you know, I get comments all the time about stuff I wrote. Yeah, wake me up when it comes to January. And you know, that's a tough world to live in, because it's not easy to get to the playoffs every year in the NFL.
Jeff Cerebic with us here on Grant and Danny breaking down the Ravens. Let's talk pass game. You know, Mark Andrews at one point prolific. Maybe now it's, you know, a bit more combo. You could tell me what the tight end room looks like. DeAndre Hopkins in addition at the receiver spot. How does that pass game look? We know what the running game looks like. It's, you know, a bowling ball with knives named Derrick Henry. It's Lamar Jackson downhill too. But the passing game, where is that?
Yeah, I mean, look, the bar is not very high because the Ravens haven't exactly been a wide receiver factory over the years, but this may be the best collection of skill talent on offense that they've ever had in team history. It's just, I'm not saying it's an embarrassment of riches like league-wide, but just for the Ravens, if you look at some of the receiving cores they traditionally run out, and they've always kind of been tight end heavy, they still got the tight ends. I would be surprised if Isaiah Likely's ready in week one or even week two. He had fractured his foot, but I don't think he'll be too far. He should be back relatively in September, maybe mid-September, or even a little later in September. And then you got the guys, you know, obviously Bateman's coming off his best season, and Zay Flowers had 1,000 yards plus and made the Pro Bowl, and DeAndre Hopkins is future Hall of Famer. So, and then you know, you got the three tight ends. So it's, you know, it's been a popular topic of conversation here, how they're going to keep everyone happy. I mean, you certainly aren't going to keep Derrick Henry happy by taking carries from him. So you don't subtract from the run game there. So it's going to be on Lamar Jackson and Todd Monken to spread the ball around, keep these guys involved. You know, I think Zay Flowers and Bateman are still ascending players. And I don't think, obviously, DeAndre Hopkins is not what he used to be. But if you just need him to make some clutch catches, to make some plays in the red zone, catch some contested balls, and that's all you need from him. You don't need for him to catch 7-8 balls a game, and they don't, then I think he's fine in that role. So it's a good group. You know, I'm not ranking it with the top teams and receivers the rest of the league, but for what they do and how they play, they got a lot of guys who can be productive in the pass game.
Jeff, will they play any starters in the game tomorrow?
The only ones you may see are a couple of the younger offensive linemen. The first 2 weeks, they've played five total on each side of the ball, and three of them have been young offensive linemen. They've been playing Malachi Starks, the first-round safety. But I don't even expect five. I think it'll be bare minimum tomorrow, run the ball a lot, and get the heck out of there. As I said, they don't really have a whole lot of left. I mean, maybe one or two spots are still up for grabs, but there's not a whole lot more they need to see from this team to know what they're going to decide by cutdown day. So, yeah, I would be surprised if you saw more than one or two on each side of the ball.
One more on Lamar, if you don't mind, Jeff. Grant and I disagreed about this for the record, but I was 100% in the Lamar should have been the MVP last year camp, and I think it may have been a byproduct of he may not have deserved it as much the year before when he did win it. So who knows? You could flip-flop him and figure it out. But how did he react to that, to not winning the MVP after so much bold ink on his Pro Football Reference page?
Publicly, he just said, the voters spoke, and I'm about winning Super Bowls. I can't imagine, though, it didn't bother him a little bit. I think it annoyed some people in the Ravens building. They thought he was the best player, and they thought he was the most valuable player in the league this past year. I mean, in many ways, if you look, he had one of the best seasons for a quarterback ever. I don't think that takes away what Josh Allen did. I think it was just one of those cases where, you know, I think Josh Allen was deserving. I would have voted for Lamar. I mean, part of that maybe because I see him every week. I thought, you know, the whole dialogue narrative down the stretch was, yo, look at all these players the Ravens have, and Josh Allen's kind of doing it by himself, or more is on Josh Allen. But, you know, I think Cook is a pretty darn good running back, and they have good tight ends. Shakir is a good wide receiver. So I didn't quite buy that, and they had, you know, they had arguably the best offensive line in the AFC in Buffalo. So I thought that was a little overblown narrative that Josh Allen was doing it with nothing. But look, Lamar Jackson has a lot of motivation. He's, you know, he understands, but he's not going to silence people until he wins the big game. I think everybody knows that. He's always going to have sort of detractors. But I can't imagine he's not motivated to prove again that he's kind of the top guy and should have been the MVP. He will never say it bothered him, but I have a hard time believing he didn't make a note of it and use his motivation.
You know what, though? Peyton Manning won a Super Bowl, and then the thing was he couldn't win, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Kirk Cousins had
some,
a quote.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins had a quote on the Netflix special that I love. It was actually from Margaret Thatcher. It's, if my critics saw me walking on water, they would say it's because I couldn't swim. And, like, there is some of that where who cares what the shouty shows say? Like, that guy's a Hall of Famer in the making. He's having an unbelievable career. Now, obviously for him, I'm sure he wants to win a Super Bowl, but when he wins one, they'll say he should have had two or three. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. And, you know, with him, people want to be right. Like, the fact is, and there's a lot of people that did not think you'd be a good NFL quarterback, and they stick to their guns, and they're going to use his when he comes up short as kind of proof to their point. I think that's kind of how it is with most players. Even last year, I mean, I thought he was discredited in a lot of ways because the season Derrick Henry had. So that's part of it. These guys get it. I mean, there's a lot on the line with Lamar. I mean, he wants to be paid again. His contract now, we're at the time where they're going to need to adjust his contract and get him another extension. So it'll be interesting to see how he reacts this year. But he is a nice supporting cast, that's for sure.
Jeff, really appreciate the time. Enjoy the game tomorrow. And here's to another Ravens undefeated preseason. Right, they keep track of that sort of thing, I guess. Right, they're 2-0, looking for three.
They had a good run, but then the Commanders ruined it, and then they sort of went into a tailspin. I think they had lost three or four in a row heading into this year, but the streak's back. I mean, I think it's 2-counting now.
Well, in fairness, they ran into the buzzsaw that was Ron Rivera and Sam Howell.
Anytime you see Rivera and Sam Howell, you're in for it.
So we get it. Thank you. We appreciate
Thanks,
you, Jeff.
Jeff.
Enjoy the game.
Take care, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll see you at the stadium tomorrow. There's Jeff Srebik. That's how we scout the opponent on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.